This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Day 3, week 6. Hump day.
Thought you were doing the show topless today with Bryn.
No, that's Friday. Yeah.
Shoot.
No, it's going to be good. It'll be fine. It's the Ask Me Anything on the Alice973 Instagram.
Why did I get out of bed today?
I've been getting up earlier. Yesterday I go, you know what? I'm going to give myself 15 extra minutes. I'm still getting an extra half hour sleep. Without having the commute. It's like I just erased the commute.
God. I'm getting so much more sleep than I normally would. And I feel no pressure getting in bed anymore.
Oh, I know. That is actually one of the nice things. It's like, oh, I'm up a little bit late. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't. Well, 17 has royally given it to me and you by way of me. I have fretted over that drive so many times, so many nights. I'm like, please let this go okay tomorrow, especially in the winter. Yeah. And I'm like getting in bed going, psh.
Yeah, my commute is 18 steps.
What is that? There's a meme going around. It says, it's partly related, but it's the one that says, hey, everyone, look out. There's a... What does it say? A DUI checkpoint in your hallway or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Everybody with the trapped inside jokes. But, you know, it's working out for me from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, the commute is really easy. First, I make a quick stop at the coffee shop.
Right.
And then I, you know, head up the hill to the studio.
You want to hear something ridiculous with the ordering?
Do. Yeah. Oh, so ordering?
I think I told you. Well, the online ordering. I think I told you my coffee pot broke. I'm not sure, but either way, we had a coffee pot dilemma.
Oh.
And the missus is like an Amazon quick shooter. I don't know what
quick draw. Quick
draw.
Yeah,
whatever.
Amazon.
I mean, she's just like, I got this, and then she goes, oh. I found one of these with it makes one cup of coffee.
Oh.
So she orders this, right?
One cup.
Well, it makes a pot, and then right next to it, it makes a cup.
Oh.
Which she's always needing another bump a little later in
the
day. Yeah,
sure. One cup. Well, you don't want to make a whole pot.
Except she didn't even read the damn thing. It's not for a single cup. It's for tea.
Oh.
It's hot water.
Oh.
So I was laughing not because it's just one of those things where I'm
just
like,
start drinking Earl Grey.
Maybe. Hot. I'm like, you didn't even read the thing, did you?
Mm.
Well, I was in a rush. Okay. Amazon.
Listen, the coffee's important. She was in a rush. She's ordering. She's got, you know, a million things to do. You know, our coffee pot died on Thursday.
Sheesh, maybe they all got coronavirus.
I guess so. I mean, we'd had the same coffee maker for years. So, and I like a 14 cup carafe because I need to have plenty of coffee.
You fill the whole thing too?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And then, so I order one and it actually showed up on Sunday. And this thing, so I've been using it for 3 days. It's the best coffee maker I've ever gotten.
Is it Cuisinart?
I don't know. I think so. Sounds right.
That's the one we have. That's the only reason I would have, and only because we just dealt with it would I have realized.
Or maybe our Cuisinart is the one that died. Either way, the thing about this carafe, like you almost can't drip it. Like my old one, we used to just have like a kitchen rag in front of the coffee maker because every day when you'd pour the coffee would just go, you know, that first cup anyway would overflow. This one's awesome. Not a drop of coffee wasted.
Well, we lost a Cuisinart and got a new Cuisinart, but the reason, I think the main reason we stuck with it is we have those metal filters.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
fit it. So yeah. We weren't switching brands at this point.
I see.
Sticking with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you know, coffee, it's the most important thing at 4 a.m. The most important thing.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is more. Brushing your teeth? No. Brushing your hair? No.
Do you brush your teeth before we start?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I brush as soon too. As I get up, really.
Yeah, me too.
Because you get that ugh, taste in your right. mouth. I mean, so yesterday, so John's been under the weather. Mm-hmm. Don't freak out, everybody.
Oh, I'm freaking out.
No, he's been like super fatigued and having some vertigo and stuff too. So it's been weird. And so we've been picking up the slack for him.
Has he fallen over at any point?
He hasn't fallen over, but he's okay. I feel so bad for him. Like he's such a sad sack. So I've been trying to, you know, I think I told you Monday I made veggie burgers. Like I've been trying to like, you know, do more.
Right. By the way, I'm also doing more. I'm doing a lot of childcare. I
yes,
mean, they're
you
my
are.
Kids, but I'm yeah. doing a lot of it. It's crazy yeah. how much of it I'm doing.
Well,
so
fun.
Look at you and me plugging in.
Aren't we? We're just what great partners we are. So yesterday, I had a hair across my ass. I'm like, I'm making fettuccine Alfredo. So, which I haven't made in years. And so I go, and I've got to go to two different stores to get the stuff I need for this. Like, I can't find heavy cream at one store. And then, you know, the one kid wants chicken. So, and then one store doesn't have any chicken breast. I'm like, how is there not a chicken breast in this store? It's ridiculous.
Well,
and I got to go to another store to get chicken breast and, you know. And the one kid wants chicken, and all the rest of us want shrimp.
Meanwhile, I don't know what your process is, but each time you get out of the car, I don't know what you're doing, but I have to take my gloves off to get in the car so that I'm not touching the wheel with my dirty gloves.
Right.
So there's a process of getting in and out of the car clean that is annoying enough once.
Yeah, the gloves have to go on. We have a box of gloves that, you know, I'll grab four pair, you know, I just grab a handful of and put them in my purse.
The little disposables.
Yeah, just little latex gloves. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, you know, I know that those have been hard to come by, too. Like, a lot of places don't have the big boxes of those. Paint stores have them. They'll sell you one box. And there's, like, you know, 100 pair in there. That's where we found our last box. And they had some. And I thought, why not buy two boxes? And they said, how about one? And we said, all right, that sounds great. Thank you.
Did you have to wait outside the store?
Yes.
Because that's what I saw. I drove by a paint store the other day.
Oh, the paint store
was... Actually, I drive by one often. There's people waiting out in line at 6 feet.
Yeah,
apart.
When we did it, we did not have to wait outside.
Mm, okay.
But we got this, you know, when was that? A week and a half ago or something? So anyway, I make sure I have some gloves with me and then I walk to the supermarket, so I don't have to worry about the car.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so yesterday I put on gloves and walk out of the house with my mask on. I walk down there. They give you the bag. You know, I come back to the house. John gets the door for me. We clean everything off on the GD counter and put it all away. And then I'm like, another pair of gloves, another mask, out the other door and out to the Whole Foods. So I could get the rest of the crap I needed. But it was, you know, then I'm set, right? I'm like, yes, I'm doing this. I got the fettuccine Alfredo ready to go. And so I start cooking. It doesn't take long. You know, it's a pretty quick process. And, I am going to garlic the out of this thing. Because, I don't have to see you in the morning breathe my garlic breath on you. I figure if we all eat the garlic, like, we're all infected with it. Because I am just a person that wears garlic for days. I'm sure right now if you were near me, you'd be like, oh, dear Lord.
Oh, so the story ends with you eating. That's good.
Yes.
I mean, you just spoiled it, but go on.
Oh. No, the story ends with us chowing the stuff. Like, to the point where I ate so much that, like, and we all did. Afterwards, we're sitting out on the back porch, just, like, with our distended bellies. Like, oh, no.
Oh, so this story ends well.
No, it ends badly. It ends with a bad night's sleep because of the garlic. Like, we just never use garlic in anything. And so I put all this garlic in, and I'm like, who cares? We're not seeing anybody. And then all night long, I'm having all these dreams, waking up constantly. John has a terrible, I like ruined John's night. You know, I'm trying to feed him and put him to bed. And
Since when did garlic become like some kind of torture device?
I don't know. It just
kept
overdid
you up
it.
All night.
I'm telling you, all night. I really avoid garlic. Don't squint at me like that, Bryn. I know you're a garlic guy.
It's like I am. And to be honest, if I taste it in my mouth, I'm like, residue.
Oh, really?
Left over.
Residue.
Yeah. Nah, it's good going in, but any other way, it's not as good. But it was just like a over. But, you know, I felt good about it because it actually did. It tasted good at the time. And my kid, because I never cook. I mean, very rarely. Like, oh, we have an eggs? Yeah, I'll cook that. But so I cooked that, and my kid was, you know, the one kid I'm always trying to impress because he's a chef. He was all, hey, not bad. Oh, my God. I told you we ordered 50 pounds of flour, right?
Yes.
So that showed up yesterday.
Oh, good.
And I'm thinking it's going to be in, you know, 10, 5-pound bag. Like, I don't know what it's going to be. It's a sack of flour. It's a 50-pound sack of flour.
You got this. Just use your legs.
Oh, I didn't have to move it, thank God.
Oh, okay.
But they pull it out of this box that it comes in, right? And the thing is, you know, it's 50 pounds. So they lug this box into the house and it's in the kitchen and they're, you know, assuming it's going to be these separate sacks of flour. No, it's one huge sack of flour. It's like olden days stuff, you know, and like you'd watch an old cartoon and they'd be putting big sacks of grain
sure.
or whatever. Oh, it's like that. And then, and the thing, like every time it moves, like puffs of flour come out of it.
Yeah, I bet. Do you just... Like, plop that in a corner and use as until it's gone or what?
It's in the pantry now. I just assumed. I mean, we're never getting through 50 pounds of flour, right?
Oh,
I mean,
will.
Like the rats are going to take up residence and ants.
We don't have rats.
We have rats, weevils or whatever the hell somebody said gets into flour. So yeah, super exciting day yesterday.
What do you mean you have rats?
We have rats. We have tons of rats because we have fruit trees. We have rats. Like crazy rats. You don't have rats? Good for you. That's great.
No, we had rats. I told you this.
You had those giant creek rats.
Giant creek rats that we had.
No, we have regular rats.
I'll tell you how we dealt with it. We cut this tree down. They were coming over the fence, getting on this tree and crawling onto this pergola we got and making nests there.
Mm.
And so we had to cut the tree down.
Just, like, take the branches that were offending off?
No, the whole tree came down.
Oh, boy.
We took the whole tree down.
Did you improve your view? Do you have a
better
view of the
mountains? The rats were the size... Yeah, well, I liked the...
Tree?
The blockage, the shade. Mm. I thought that was the best, you know, the privacy. But, yeah, these rats are the size of, I don't know, a small dog. They were huge, and they were living...
We can't have that.
You can't have it, no.
They can't live above where you sit outside in your pergola. Please.
Right.
No, we have regular rats, you know. What are they, 6 inches long plus
Ugh.
A tail? Yeah,
yeah,
they're everywhere.
It sounds like, oh, God, everywhere?
Well, you know, John does what he can. But the thing is, like, you know, we have a great orange tree. This orange tree is amazing. And it's prolific. But every third orange you pull down is a hollowed out husk of an orange. Like a rat's been in the, eating the whole. And like you'll find these empty orange skins on the ground underneath the tree. Like, oh, so they're just chowing that. And then I have an apple tree, a pear tree. I have peach trees and nectarine trees. Like they're just, anytime anything's getting ripe, they're just all over the ground eating.
All those trees in your backyard are giving you fruit.
Yeah, they don't eat the lemons. I guess these lemons are too sour for them.
Huh.
Yeah, we have.
Good
we
for
planted,
you.
Yeah, we planted a ton of fruit trees. But it's our own fault. They attract rats. So somebody had sent me, there's some spray you can put on these trees. That just like, I got to figure that out. Because last year, I think we got like 3 apples off our apple tree that were edible because everything else was half eaten by a rat. I know, that's no fun. That's no good.
Boy, the pictures you post, I'm going to have to look at them again and see if there's rats like sitting in
you don't see them.
Are you sure?
Well, I see them in the traps.
Oh, you got traps out there.
John is in a war. John's in a war against ants and rats. Let me think if there's anything else. Actually, the skunks. We actually solved the skunk problem. Jesus.
Well, and raccoons.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, we solved that problem too, with the spray jet sprinkler,
man,
which gets me every now and then. Yeah, listen, you know, if you got some land, there's the creatures that are like, hey man, this is our land.
Well,
I'm like, no, it isn't.
So there you are on your back porch
with the squirrels,
with the distended stomach.
Oh yeah. Oh.
With garlic,
yeah,
pouring out of you.
Oh, just all 4 of us stinking.
We finished eating, and the missus goes, "Let's go watch the sunset." And normally, this is when I'm like, "You guys, I'm done. I gotta go. What are you crazy?
I'm getting ready for bed. Sun doesn't even set till 7:45 anymore."
I know. So we went for a drive. And there's an upside to this.
Yeah.
A couple upsides. It's Earth Day, and man, Earth is
having,
it's like having a rebirth right now. The Earth is pretty happy.
Yeah.
You know, hiding in the house makes no one happy, or maybe most of us are unhappy by it. Yeah. But man,
you're right. There are moments of like, okay, this is all right.
So we went for a drive, and I played all of a sudden because of this Trolls World Tour and Ozzy.
Oh boy.
I'm getting more rock into my kid's head.
This is good.
I went, we're driving, and I'm like, all right, let me play you what Barracuda, which is in the cartoon. Right. Let me play you the real song, which I was against in my head. I had this whole like, don't play Heart for her. What are you crazy?
Listen, Old Heart is great.
Yuck. But anyway, I played her Heart, and then I played her The Pretenders. I just started playing her female rock stars.
Yeah.
And it was really fun as we drove around looking at this, you know, watching the ocean and looking at the sunset and listening to female rock stars. It was cool. Played Garbage and a bunch of.
Play any Pat Benatar?
No, I did not.
Oh, you should.
Pat That's Benatar's good. Joan Jett is good.
Joan's great.
But, yeah, I played a bunch of stuff. Churches.
Down on my knee.
I actually think she liked Church's Miracle.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love that tune. Magic Man's great, too.
Oh, like God, that. Magic Man's awful.
No, there's a bunch of great ones. Even it up. And Little Queen is great. Oh, God, so awesome.
What about Alone? You like that one?
No, I don't like anything from the 80s. All the early hard. I'm telling you, I'm anti the 80s for classic rock bands. Like Aerosmith, Heart. That's it. Those are the only ones I can think of.
Okay.
I'm sure if Zeppelin had put out an album in the 80s, I would have hated that too. Actually, did they do In Through the Outdoor in the 80s?
I don't know when that one came out. I don't think so, though. That's
I remember dancing
there was
at
a
that
late one called Coda. What was Coda?
I don't know what's on Coda. I don't think Coda has any big hits.
But I think Jimmy Page started doing a bunch of other stuff. Didn't he do a Coverdale Page album,
Page,
and then he
Cardale
did
Page.
The band called The Firm, which I think
he was in The Firm?
I think so, yeah. I think, isn't that Paul Rodgers and Jimmy Page?
Maybe. I Can't Quit You, Babe is the only one that was like, you know, a hit on Coda.
What's the year on Coda, though?
Let me look.
Oh, God, Brynn.
This seems impossible. They're saying 1970. Oh, no, 83.
Oh, okay. So it was last thing they did was in the 80s.
Yeah. Really? It was unused tracks from various sessions.
Yeah,
so it was recorded early, but it was released in 82.
There you go.
2 years after the group had officially broken up.
All right.
Because of John Bonham, sorry.
Yeah, I think the firm was the guy from Bad Company and I could be wrong. This is all off the top of my head at 5 in the morning. What do you want? 6 in the morning. Whoa, 6:05 in the morning.
Oh, my. What?
Yep.
What did we even talk about? Fettuccine and garlic and rats.
And rats.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Moore Show. See you in a second.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.